You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class program on this Wednesday, the midweek edition coming your way here at KGYM, 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, Gym OT, 107.5 FM also in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard, Scott Unash from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass once again here today, and Mark Dukes from, I would imagine, his soggy back porch, looking over the backyard on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today. The remnants of hurricane or tropical depression Cristobal went through yesterday, and a few more remnants went through earlier on today. But after this goes through, we may have a pretty good spell of some dry and very, very nice early summer weather, it looks like anyway. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Buttons. And my porch is dry. I'm overlooking a soggy yard. Let's put it that way.
It rained on the north side of town today. Boy, it came down. I'm just going to say that. And the gutters couldn't keep up. Nothing could keep up. And but I think we're going to be okay. There are various flash flood warnings out there, and flood warnings for many eastern Iowa rivers as far as streams are concerned as well. And I would imagine if you are in some of those low-lying areas next to some waterways, you know the drill by now, and you're going through it once again. So we wish everyone the best out there as far as that is concerned as we go through this crazy and wild 2020 that we are in right now. So thank you very much for joining us. If you're cleaning up or bailing or whatever you're doing today, we will try to keep you entertained as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll be followed by Todd and Alex, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. A reminder, as always, with more and more being opened up, and that includes today from Governor Kim Reynolds, we remind you the KGYM is partnering with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event that is coming up in the near future, we want to help you get the word out. So please submit your information at least 60 days, a couple months prior to your event. And good luck with your event, by the way. And we will help you get the word out. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information on that. 319-366-1600 is our text line. That is our phone line as well, if you would like to reach us via that. 319-366-1600 is, I guess, more fallout from the Iowa football situation coming out last night, and a few things coming out from earlier on today. We're going to talk about that. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will be joining us as well. And the Major League Baseball draft is imminent. It'll be a much different-looking draft, and we will talk about that a little bit, talk a little bit about the latest as far as baseball is concerned, a little high school baseball as well. We will do all that with the one and only Jeff Johnson coming up in just a little bit. And, it's no matter if it's a shortened draft or whatever the case may be, Mark, it's still going to be life-changing for a few people out there, not as many people, obviously, out there as it would be in a normal year, but kind of, I think, a lot of people looking forward to the Major League Baseball draft tonight.
Yeah, interested to talk to Jeff Johnson about, you know, this is a five-round draft, and what kind of impact it may have on players. There's a couple in Iowa who are very highly thought of, anywhere from first round to third round. And but what other kind of impact would it might it have on those, you know, some of those players that might have gone 10th round, 12th round, 15th round, and whatnot. And as you mentioned, it's a very different draft and goes off at 6 o'clock tonight. You know, some people are going to make some money. Some others are going to have to make some decisions as to what to do.
Right, and like you said, a very truncated draft, if you would, a little bit. And I would imagine that is going to cause a few people to look at going back as far as to continue their college careers. But I cannot speak for them, and like I said, we will see. We will see how that all plays out. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. And, of course, we've got football news. We will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But before we do that, a few more pieces of news out there, Mark, that we should make the listeners aware of today.
Yeah, indeed. I think one of the most interesting things today comes out from John Rothstein from CBS Sports. His first reporting on the fact that Iowa and Oregon State are going to play basketball, apparently, December 2nd at Sanford Pentagon, that an arena in Sioux Falls that seats about 3,200 people. It is home to the Sioux Falls G League team. And Oregon State was 18-13 last year, Scott. Didn't see a lot of the team. Finished 7-11 in the league. One of the victories was over Iowa State in November out in Corvallis by a half a dozen points. And by the way, Oregon State will also play Iowa State this year in that return game, that being November 13th in Ames. That's Oregon State and Iowa State. So within a span of about 3 weeks, Oregon State is going to face both teams.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, it's a – I think it's a good non-conference get for Iowa. Last year, of course, the Hawks had a very loaded non-conference schedule, and that included Cincinnati. This is kind of the Cincinnati of this year. And Oregon State has been down and out as far as their basketball program is concerned for quite a few years, but starting to pick it up a little bit. Didn't quite get to that 20-win plateau last year, but came darn close. Pac-12. Looking to be a little bit better this year. Oregon State coming off a 7-11 season as far as the Pac-12 is concerned. And, the Sioux Falls area, that has always been kind of a fun little night. We'll see if it's going to be part of a doubleheader, if it's just going to be a single game over there. But, like I said, I think a pretty intriguing matchup between Iowa and Oregon State. The Beavers, as I mentioned, just a little bit under 500, and see what they have as far as folks coming back for next year. Their leading scorer was a senior, and so he will be not available for the Beavers next year. But that's a Pac-12 school, and kudos to the Iowa basketball program for coming out and getting that thing together, and kudos to Oregon State as well.
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup. It beats playing a directional school, Carver Hawkeye Arena, and I think it'll be a good test for both teams. So, again, it's a neutral site game, and not a lot of fans will be allowed. It's not that big of an arena, a little over 3,000 people. So it'll be an intimate setting, but I think a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, two of the top four scorers are back for Oregon State. Ethan Thompson, a 6'5 guard out of Los Angeles, is their leading returning scorer at about 14.5 a game. So he will be back for Oregon State coming up next year. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the program, we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson in about 10 minutes or so coming up today. Well, what's the latest as far as the Iowa football program is concerned? Last night, early in the evening, we got word that Dylan Doyle is going to enter the transfer portal. Of course, he is the son of the Iowa strength and conditioning coach, Chris Doyle, who is under much scrutiny right now and is on a leave from the Iowa football program. And I don't think anybody was really surprised at all when the news came down that Dylan Doyle is going to enter the transfer portal and leave the program. It's a big loss for the Hawkeyes. He's played significant amounts last year, especially Stepping in there, got one start against Northwestern, and was going to be one of the two guys competing for a starting job, along with Jack Campbell, the linebacker out of Cedar Falls, the former Cedar Falls Tiger. And got to think this opens it up for Jack Campbell to step in that middle linebacker spot, perhaps, or one of the linebacker spots anyway, and maybe be a three-year starter. We'll have to wait and see on that as far as on the field is concerned. But I don't think anybody is surprised at all that that Doyle is going into the portal.
Doyle's a good, solid player, and he'll be missed by the Iowa football program. And I would agree that it's no big surprise considering what has gone on in the last few days. Doyle, the player, in his statement, made no mention of his dad's situation, which I thought was wise. You know, it had to play into his decision in some respect, but somebody's going to get a pretty good player, Scott.
Former Iowa City West Trojan, and like you said, very, very good player out there. On the text line, 6429, talking about Iowa basketball. Didn't Iowa play a game in that venue in Sioux Falls a few years ago? I don't remember for sure. Iowa State has also played there before. Yes, Iowa did play there, 3 years ago, I want to say? I'm going to check it out here, but I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago. I know it wasn't last season, but like I said, we'll check it out and make sure and find out who that was. I will find that out for you, or Buttons will find that out. One of us is going to do that, so we'll get that all taken care of. But yeah, it's a cozy, it's an old-time venue with a new look, a modern look, if you will. Kind of like a smaller Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis is what it is. And it's a fun little venue up there in Sioux Falls. Like you said, their G League team plays up there. 319-366-1600. And, of course, Doyle leaving and other aspects coming out. Akram Wadley in the news today, or Akram's mother in the news today as far as the latest in Iowa football.
Yeah, she issued a 40-minute Facebook video that is making the rounds today. I happened to listen to a little bit of it before I got interrupted on some other things, but that is out there today. And, you know, just a lot of, you know, back and forth right now. Nothing of substance beyond that that I have seen anyway, but some ideas being thrown out there and in different respects. And but things have simmered down a bit, I think.
Yeah, well, except for the fact that a a media member in a certain large city to the east of us and slightly, well, let's say east of us, made a little ripples today calling for Kirk Ferentz to resign as the coach of the Iowa football team today.
Well, that was a guy out of Chicago. Let's just put it out there. And, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. I did not listen to it. I tend to listen to local sports rather than other stations. But, you know, that's my reaction. He's entitled to his opinion.
All right, there you go. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. We got this. Buttons just letting us know this coming down the line, but a lot of people were waiting for this, and this is pretty big news coming down the line here. Iowa State Fair for 2020, Mark, canceled. No Iowa State Fair in Des Moines this year. That's big.
Well, it's not. It is. It's not surprising. I know that disappoints a lot of people that are regular fairgoers, and I haven't been in a while. But aside from the concerts, you know, there's a lot of kids and families out there who show animals.
Yep.
I mean, this is the pinnacle of the season. I have a sister and her family, niece, nephew, that have. I've been there year after year after year after year, and county fairs canceled, state fair canceled, and you know these kids, you know, you talk about athletes, but these kids and these families spend as much time, you know, with their animals and trying to get them to a championship level. And now this is out the window as well. So, again, not surprising, but no turkey legs on a stick this year, I guess.
No, nothing deep fat fried on a stick. You're going to have to do that at your own house. So Iowa State Fair canceled for 2020. And that's, like I said, that is pretty big. Not only the entertainment, but as I said, even more as far as just the local FFA and those chapters, 4-H, if you will. And they will not have the chance to show what they have been working on for, you know, an entire year. And it's a shame. It's a shame. But just another casualty of COVID-19 and the coronavirus as far as this year is concerned. So feel bad for those folks. Feel bad for those folks. 319-366-1600. I have found it. Iowa, Colorado, December 22nd, 2017. Up in Sioux Falls, Iowa beat Colorado 80-73. There you go. I knew they played up there, and our listeners knew they played up there as well. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class program, we're going to take a break, come back. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us. Plenty to talk about. Major League Baseball draft coming up starting tonight. And we'll talk about that. Latest as far as baseball, major league, minor league. It's a mess on both fronts. And we'll talk a little bit about the high school season coming up with Jeff Johnson when we return after this here on KGYM.
You don't like to ask for help.
Yeah, we were both kind of in that same boat. We were prideful people, you know, and just didn't want to, you know, seem like a burden or something. We were just living life, you know, really going from paycheck to paycheck.
And I just wanted stability.
Basically a place that we can call our own and do what we want with it to make it uniquely us. The people at Tobacco really gave us an understanding of what we were going to need to be able to do home ownership and working with us side by side to get that money match and everything.
Anything's possible. You just got to put your heart in it, your soul in it.
Got to be able to be willing to do the work. And if you can do the work, you'll get there. It's been a dream to be here the last year, you know, having our first home together.
I'm very proud of what we have accomplished.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
First, this crazy crisis, and now hail. One thing is for sure, this perfect storm means you can save big. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. If you don't mind a few dents and dings, you could save up to an incredible $20,000 off new Nissans, or save up to $10,000 off new Subarus, or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. But we are still here to help you the safest way possible. We're sanitizing and keeping a safe distance. Plus, if your car was damaged in the storm, we'll take it off your hands and give you way more than it's worth. It's the hail sale of the century. You can save up to $20,000 off brand new cars if you don't mind a few dents and dings. Or save up to 50% off our pre-owned vehicles. This perfect storm means you can get the car of your dreams and leave some money in your pocket. But hurry, these deals are only good until all the hail cars are gone, and with these savings, it won't take long. See all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Discount varies depending on actual damage. Not all vehicles have damage. All incentives to dealer ends when all hail cars are gone.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
3:23, back with you on the Gym Class for Wednesday on KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3, 107.5, 106.3 FM. That last frequency in Iowa City. Again, breaking news coming out. First report, I think, by WHO Television in Des Moines. Iowa State Fair Board has voted to postpone the Iowa State Fair for 2020. They hope the event will be back in 2021. What will all the politicians do, Mark Dukes? That's that's gonna be the question, right?
I won't miss that part, that's for sure.
No, but that seems to be the butter cow, politicians, and food on a stick. And good entertainment, usually. That's what we come to expect, but it will not be this year. Slated to be in August, the Iowa State Fair will not go in 2020. We're going to go with our next guest, our friend of the program, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette, joining us here. You can give him a follow on Twitter and, of course, give him read all his stuff at thegazette.com as well. You've been to the Iowa State Fair, right, haven't you?
It's been years. Okay. It's been years.
Okay, you've been there, though.
Yeah, I have a question for former editor Mark Dukes, though. Shouldn't it be cancellation and not postponement?
You know, it is canceled for 2020. If it was postponed, it'd be later in the year, right?
That's kind of where I'm going with this, Mark. So.
Yes, it's. I believe the proper word is canceled for 2020.
Yeah, you taught me well.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Get the red pencil out.
I've got it at the ready, believe me.
Oh, well, that's canceled. But tonight we're going to have the Major League Baseball draft, albeit a very shortened one. What, five rounds? That's it? Five rounds, no waiting. And we'll see how it all plays out. But it's going to be a much, much different feel as far as the draft is concerned tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, and it sucks, doesn't it? I mean, this is always, you know, to be quite frank, yeah. I always enjoyed it. I mean, it's 40 rounds. You always had kids from around here, you know, Iowa Hawkeye guys that were going to get drafted. And it was always fun to follow along for, what, 3 days and see, you know, where your favorite guy was going to go and if he was going to go. And, you know, now it's, you know, to me it's just like, meh, you know, five rounds, big deal. Kind of like Major League Baseball as a whole with me right now.
Nah. You know,
whatever.
Jeff, I wonder what the impact for players, be they high school, JUCO, college players. You know, you got your probably top two players in Iowa, Carter Baumler, the pitcher out of Dowling, TCU commit, and Calvin Harris from Western Dubuque, a Mississippi guy. They may or may not be taken tonight. Baumler likely will, but not only those guys, I know there's slot money out there down through the fifth round, but what about those guys that are might have been 7th, 9th, 15th, 20th round picks out of any of the ranks, high school, JUCO, or college?
I just think this high school guys as a whole, I mean, it's just this is pushing them towards college baseball, right?
Yep.
I mean, and you know, what a boon for college baseball. Not only are, you know, guys that were seniors have the opportunity now to come back and play next season, but you know, then you have all these extra highly touted college or high school guys that, you know, may or may not have signed professionally. Well, now they're not even going to get drafted. So, you know, what the quality of college baseball, you know, next season, I mean, it should be awesome, yeah, in my opinion. And, you know, it sucks for a guy like Calvin Harris. You know, I've kind of tried to follow along, you know, look at different people, experts, quote unquote, list. And, you know, I don't see him anywhere in the top, you know, five rounds, theoretically or whatever. And, you know, ordinarily, you know, if it was like even 10 rounds, I'm sure he probably would have went somewhere. But, you know, I guess also, too, you can look at it this way. Well, he doesn't have a big decision to make, more than likely. I mean, he'll be going down and playing baseball in the best conference in the sport, you know, in the SEC. So
it's not a bad consolation prize there. But, you know, he's going to miss out more than likely. And we're not saying he's not going to get drafted or anything like that. But
right.
Miss out on, you know, all the hoopla surrounding hearing your name called. And just give the opportunity for you to see what a team has to offer anyway. He may have gone to Ole Miss the whole way, but going to miss out on that, at least for this year.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And, you know, getting that phone call from the, you know, from the area scout of whatever major league team that might have taken him, you know, that's always, you know, something that these guys never forget. You know, but, you know, you can look at it this way. If he doesn't get picked, you know, you can go to Ole Miss and play, you know, 3 years and tear it up and, you know, have the opportunity to get drafted again and, you know, potentially make a lot of money and pursue his dream then. So I don't know if that helps soothe his feelings any, but, you know, I guess that's maybe obviously the way he's going to have to look at it.
Jeff, I love to follow baseball, but you're more learned in this regard than me, admittedly. Just help us sort out Major League Baseball, because we've seen and heard different proposals back and forth in terms of number of games and prorated money, this, that, and the other thing. I'm not exactly sure where it stands right now, but number one, why is this taking so long, and is there one side to blame more than the other?
You have two sides that have had a long, acrimonious relationship. There's like zero trust, I would say, on either side. I think that's kind of the genesis of this thing. So, you know, I think both sides are so concerned about getting a quote-unquote win. They're not really thinking of the big picture here. And the big picture is, if you cancel this season, you're screwing your sport, big time. And you're turning off, a whole lot of people that you need to, you know, to follow your sport. So God, I've always thought all along that they would get something figured out, and I still think they will. But it's just such a, you know, in this time and with everything that's going on in this world and, you know, to watch two sides, millionaires against billionaires, argue over a few dollars here and there, you know, I think the general public is just kind of saying, you know, forget you guys.
Yeah.
Really? Come on. This is what it's all about. It's really disgusting, to be quite honest with you, in my opinion.
Yeah, the sad part, Jeff, is that Major League Baseball had an opportunity to seize the moment.
Yes.
It had an opportunity to be that first sport, one of the first sports back in some form, whether it be in Major League stadiums or in Florida, Arizona, where have you. But it really, it's sad because it had a chance to seize the moment in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how great would it have been, for instance, had they figured this thing out, in time to allow baseball to start on July 4th, you know, my God,
mm-hmm.
You know what? You can't buy that kind of, you know, great vibes for your sport, but of course it didn't need, you know, they didn't get there. So, and that's just, you know, typical, of a sport that, you know, I'm not a Rob Manfred fan at all. And you know what he's doing in the minor leagues, you know, is to me is short-sighted, for instance, on top of all that. And, you know, I don't know. It's very, very frustrating, and I'm a lifelong huge baseball fan like Scott is, and I know you are, Mark, but it's just getting to the point now where it's like, you know, I don't like, who cares? You want to play? Great. You know, I might watch. If not, well, I've got NHL playoffs hopefully to pay attention to, or NBA, or you know, PGA Tour, or whatever. So it's kind of gotten to that point, and you know, I wish that message could be conveyed to both sides in this thing. There's a lot of people that feel the same way I do, people that have loved the game their entire lives.
Very much so. On the text line, and here you go, 4398. I'm at the point now that I don't care if they just cancel the MLB season. And they had a window, like Mark said to you, Jeff. They had a window of a month. Get in a room, get something done, and let's go. And you could have looked like a hero here. A hero as you can in the times that we're living in. But, you know, that is gone now. And this may be the prequel to what is coming up in when the big negotiations start as far as baseball and the Players Association are concerned. And this may look like a church picnic compared to that.
Yeah, you know, like I pointed out too, I mean, the minor league deal's not done yet either. So,
no.
I mean, they got to figure that out. It's stupid. It's incredibly short-sighted. It's people that on both sides, I think especially the owner side, that just don't get it. And they're really doing seemingly everything they can to hurt their sport. And it's not just at the major league level, you know. It's everywhere. You know, kids, soccer's a huge thing, right, guys? You know, kids are more likely to play soccer now, or just as likely than they are baseball. So, I mean, you need those kids to sit there and watch their favorite players play on TV. And, you know, if you go a whole summer without that, then, you know, that's very, very, very bad for your sport, in my opinion. And, you know, like I said, I'm just to the point now where I'm saying, you know, whatever you want to do at this point. You don't play, not play. You know, I don't know that I really care anymore.
Well, they're going to come back, and it's going to be right in the middle or after the start of, like hockey, you said, in the NBA, getting into their playoffs, and college football getting underway. And baseball is going to get about 0.0058% of all of the eyeballs, or just all of the importance at that time. And there's short-sightedness. It's absolutely incredible how they're missing the big picture.
Yeah, and you know, what owner's last proposal is, what, 50-game regular season? Why even bother? You know, let's just play a damn tournament. You know? All 30 teams, double elimination, you know, something like that. So it's just, you know, like you said, Scott, I mean, it's just incredibly, incredibly short-sighted here. And, you know, they're turning off a lot of people, and, you know, indifference is the worst thing that can happen. And I think you're seeing more and more and more people in the sporting public that are just becoming and have become and are just totally indifferent to Major League Baseball at this point.
Well, I personally don't think there's going to be a season, and you know, whether that's going to be a tragedy or not, I don't know at this point that's the case. But we do know there's going to be a high school season, Jeff, and it begins on Monday, barring some calamity between now and then.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
It sounds like, you know, I listened to your good interview with Tom Keating yesterday. And
thank you.
It sounds like everything has gone, you know, pretty well here the first week and a half of practice, other than the nonstop rain here the last couple of days. But, you know, kids are going to get an opportunity, and sounds like everybody for the most part is healthy. And, you know, let's just hope for another 2 months, 8 weeks, whatever it is, that stays the same. And, you know, we can the kids can lead us into a brighter future. How about that?
Yeah, and
I'm going to go out to a game Monday, Jeff. I don't know which one. I'm going to go out to a game. And I think, you know, I might not normally, but I think there may be more people like me. Just go out and take in a game.
If this is good for high school sports, as long as we can do it safely and distanced, this might be the shot in the arm that you know, I mean, you've seen it, Jeff. not that high school sports have not have lost their luster or anything like that, but I think you and I would both admit that the attendance has gone down a little bit over the last 5 years. Maybe this is a shot in the arm that it needs to get it back up there.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of that is there's so many, you know, things in the summer and elsewhere for kids to do now. And, you know, phones are a great distractor.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, you know, why, you know, hopefully this, you know, this is the shot in the arm that, you know, not only our state needs, but, you know, maybe nationally too. And show everybody, hey, you know, we can do this. We can do it safely. And, you know, and it'd be such an uplifting thing, I think, going into the fall sports season. Not that we want to look ahead, because you know, we have this right now. Let's enjoy it, like you guys said, as it comes here. You know, with games starting on Monday.
But like you said,
I've got to believe, Jeff, that arms are going to be more important than ever before in this shortened season. I think you probably concur on that. I know you and KJ probably compared notes. Who's supposed to be good on paper this year in the metro area and beyond?
Gosh, who knows at this point, right? With no practice and you know, it's rosters. I mean, I haven't personally seen any rosters. KJ's got probably a better idea, but you know, of who actually went out, who maybe didn't go out, you know, things like that. But
that's going to be the interesting thing to see is just the rosters, because are you going to have kids that aren't going to go out because of the coronavirus? Are you going to have seniors that aren't going to go out just because, you know, if you're an athlete and you're moving on to play in college, you know, you're thinking about that now. You're gone, some of the football players especially. So, yeah, I think it's just up in the air at this point.
Yeah, and then you got some free agents up there in extreme northern Iowa that, you know, are still available for schools if they need a little help, maybe a little extra pitching help or something like that. So that's a whole other story. But what is it, four schools, I think, that aren't fielding teams, if I saw right. So
okay.
What, Eagle Grove, Belmont, Clemmie, Meskwaki Settlement School, and one, I can't
think of the other one.
Of the fourth one. So, but yeah, you know, be safe, kids. Enjoy it. You're getting a chance here, and let's all enjoy it and be safe and look out for each other. Right?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what we got to do. And like you said, our visit with Tom Keating yesterday, and you know, he didn't say we're going to have sports in the fall, but you know, I came out of that interview with a lot more optimism, I think, than I have since this whole thing began, since you and I were at Wells Fargo Arena on that fateful Friday afternoon, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know, I wonder, you know, obviously I think it might be a sport-by-sport, case-by-case type of deal. You know, there's probably, you know, obviously there's a little more inherent risk, probably indoor, being indoors for one, football for two, but you know, let's all hope for the best. We need all the positive thinking we can get, you know, I think right now. So, like I said, let's just enjoy a little baseball and softball here in the state. And, you know, hope that maybe Major League Baseball can get its crap together and figure out what it wants to do. And let's enjoy some sports. I missed the hell out of it. So,
well, what? You can see some golf tomorrow morning, Jeff.
That's right. That's right. A little more money on the line here, Scott.
Yeah, I heard that. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Or to win or to lose fantasy golf.
Yeah, exactly.
You can look at it two ways.
100%.
Yeah. All I know is the Twins are still the AL Central champions, so that may be might last a while. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice for another year to be able to gloat, right? But it's disappointing because
exactly.
They did some good things in the off season. I think this was going to be a good team again. So
I agree. You know.
Well, how's it like you guys as well, and me with the White Sox, and looking like they are building themselves into a semblance of a contender. And I was actually looking forward to the baseball season for the first time in several years this year. And they're losing out on a year with all these young kids.
Yeah, development, right?
Yeah. So,
I heard the minor leagues is probably going to have some sort of extensive fall league type thing for prospects and as many minor leaguers as, you know, they can fit. Maybe down in the spring training complexes, but yeah, I mean, that's another thing. All these prospects, all these guys coming up for trying to make their way to the major leagues. I mean, they're losing a full year of development time, and you know, that's not good.
No, it is not. Ian from Oxford, before we let you go, in a time where baseball is losing fans, and that was before the pandemic, they needed to be on the field. The sooner the better for the sport. Yeah, couldn't put that a whole lot better than that.
I am this close, guys, believe it or not, to jumping on the MLS bandwagon.
Oh, Jeff.
Specifically, FC Cincinnati.
Why so FC Cincinnati?
I have my escape plan all ready to roll here. I'm gonna become FC Cincinnati's biggest fan in the state of Iowa. Especially if baseball screws this up and doesn't have a season. So,
well, we had the St. Louis Battlehawks in the XFL, but that went away too. So that was a tough blow, crushing blow.
It was. You know, we barely knew ye, right? XFL again.
Well, you don't say. Never say never, man. Never say never. We can come together, the three of us, and buy it.
There you go. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, Jeff, appreciate it. Take care, and we'll keep reading everything at thegazette.com. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime. Stay good, boys. Take care.
All right. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us here at 3:45 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Going to take a break, come back, and have more for you after this.
This summer, check out the store where students shop and Hawkeye fans find what they're looking for. Iowa Book and Supply features the world's largest selection of Hawkeye gifts and apparel. You can even have a t-shirt custom made in Iowa Book's lower level. Support the Hawks or make your own statement with a shirt from Iowa Book and Supply. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Menards has what you need to start and finish your projects. Plus, you'll save 11% on all of it. Menards offers contactless pickup. Order and pay for your items online, and we'll load your order into your vehicle with zero contact. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 13th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Guys,
are you feeling more tired, run down? When you spend so much time indoors like we've been, your body can't create all the energy it used to, making you feel sluggish. Listen, Ageless Male, the number one brand in male enhancement, has a solution. Ageless Male Core Energy. This isn't a caffeine spike. This is male-targeted nutrition working on the cellular level, helping to recharge your body's natural batteries so you can power through the day. Core Energy is coming to Walmart. but you can call now to order your bottle. Hurry, and you'll get a second bottle free. Plus, you'll get a free bottle of vitamin C and free shipping, too. Just call 1-800-489-4161. Ready for a recharge? Try Ageless Male Core Energy and hurry for your three free gifts. Just call 1-800-489-4161. 1-800-489-4161. 1-800-489-4161.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Our thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette for joining us. Always good to talk with him, and I'm sure he'll be out at several baseball games out there coming up next week. Scott Mark, well, along with Buttons, our producer here, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on the gym class on KGYM. A reminder, coming up tomorrow, Adam Rittenberg will join us, and plenty to discuss. Adam will give his views as far as the situation surrounding the Iowa football program, and we will look forward to talking with him coming up tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we are going to give you an opportunity, one of our listeners out there, an opportunity to pick up 4 tickets for opening night at Hawkeye Downs coming up on Friday evening. I have no idea where we got these tickets. I have no idea. No. 4 tickets for opening night at Hawkeye Downs, and we will give those away on the program coming up tomorrow. Z102.9 is also going to be giving away tickets to opening night at Hawkeye Downs, which comes up on Friday evening with a big $1,000 to win Legends race, and the Midwest Truck Series will also be here as well. So we'll give those away coming up tomorrow on the program. We say goodbye. Speaking of Major League Baseball, Claudel Washington passing away today, Mark. Claudel came up at the age, I believe, of 19 with the Oakland Athletics. He passed away today at the age of 65, played in 17 seasons with 7 different teams. He was an All-Star back in 1984 with the Atlanta Braves. He was a big part of America's team back then on TBS in the 80s.
Yeah, really solid player. And you mentioned his longevity, and I remember him mostly from those Braves days, but also in his younger days with the Athletics. And
he was an All-Star in 75, too, with the A's.
Yeah, he was a very skilled player, and you last 17 years in the sport. That's saying something.
He did play for the White Sox. I do remember that back in the late 70s for a couple of years. Came over to the White Sox in 1978. But Oakland, Texas, White Sox, Mets, Atlanta, New York Yankees, California Angels, and back with the New York Yankees. That is a well-traveled career for one Claudel Washington. Very good Steve.
Indeed. I think he's 65 years old. And, you know, anytime a guy has got some talent, the Yankees are going to latch on to him, right?
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. We mentioned the Major League Baseball draft is coming up tonight. Tomorrow, day that Mark and I have looked forward to for a long, long time, as well as other golf fans and golf aficionados. The PGA Tour is back. It'll be the Charles Schwab Challenge, and that will be played at Colonial. And they usually have a decent field. It's a better field. No, Tiger is not playing this week. There will not be fans at Colonial. But there's going to be some... It's a top-notch field, no doubt about that, as the golfers get back onto the course. Some very, very good front-line groupings tomorrow.
There are indeed, and Cedar are pitting Zach Johnson in the field. He's going to go off at 12:45 tomorrow, Central Time, with Bubba Watson and Colin Morikawa, and that's going to be one grouping ahead of Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth, and three groups ahead of Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, and John Rahm. Some very, very big groups, and maybe no bigger one than 8:46 a.m. as the PGA Tour is going to reserve that tee time to pay respects to the memory of George Floyd.
Yeah, that's what the PGA Tour will be doing coming up tomorrow. But yeah, it's going to be Golf Channel on Thursday and Friday. Golf Channel early coverage on Saturday and Sunday. CBS will pick it up from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. You mentioned some of the featured groups, some outstanding ones. There's also Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, and Bryson DeChambeau will go off. Phil Mickelson, Gary Woodland, and Kevin Na, the defending champion at Colonial, also are going to go off tomorrow. So a very, very good field, and it's going to be interesting to see. We got racing tonight. NASCAR scheduled to race at Martinsville, but 80% chance of rain. Night race at Martinsville, which has not happened very often. So looking forward to seeing that coming up this evening on the NASCAR Cup Series. Cedar Rapids native Joey Gase, of course, will pedal his car over there. And so we got that on the weekend as well, and we'll have golf back. So another block goes into place in the sports world for this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And this just coming out, a statement from NASCAR, the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties.
Okay.
Now, I think, just coming down the line from NASCAR.
I think they've tried that once before, or at least thought of it, and did not make it mandatory, but now it is. So that'll be starting tonight at Martinsville, and hopefully they can get that race in. Mm-hmm. Bubba Wallace, who drives for Richard Petty Motorsports, was the one that talked about that on Sunday. After the race, Bubba was overcome by heat a little bit, a lot as far as that race is concerned, and but had the wherewithal to make those feelings known. And so that will start tonight and go through the weekend as far as NASCAR is concerned. 3:55, coming up on 3:55 in the program. We'll take a final break, come back, and wrap things up after this here on KGYM.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Back in the gym class to wrap things up here on the Wednesday edition of the show, Adam Rittenberg joins us coming up tomorrow to talk college football and in specifics, the Iowa football story that is going on right now. Major League Baseball draft tonight getting underway at 6 o'clock. The Detroit Tigers have the first overall pick. No, check that. No, that is the case. That is the case. The Tigers with the number one draft choice, and they are expected to take Spencer Torkelson number one. So we'll see how that all plays out coming up this evening as the draft will get underway for Major League Baseball. And should be interesting, as we talked about with Jeff Johnson. If you missed that conversation, Jeff Johnson from the Gazette will have that up for you as soon as possible. Buttons will get that up and ready to go at our website at kgymradio.com coming up this evening. I know you're going to be watching
we'll
golf.
Have updates from, we'll have updates from the PGA Tour, that's for sure. Not only Zach Johnson, but the other frontline players, and looking forward to it, Scott.
Oh, golf is back tomorrow. Can't wait. Can't wait. Now, if we can get some of the other sports back, that would be amazing as well. We shall see. I also have some Hawkeye Downs tickets to give away coming up on the program tomorrow. Mark, have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Will do. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 here on 1600 AM, 102.3, 107.5, and 106.3 FM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4.